bring it? Oh, it's already been brought in. Dom and Croats are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, the 4 o'clock happy hour, it continues. Got a new fine guest. She joins us right now. She is a sponsor, Shirley Gutkowski, owner and primary practitioner, Primal Air OMT Breathing and Retraining. Welcome back to the show, Shirley.
Thanks. It's a mouthful, right? We made it as long as possible.
You should have seen Dominic and I's old web address. Right. Now, Shirley, don't want to digress too much, but I don't know if you heard the sad pop cultural news. Apparently, Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West. My understanding, Shirley, he's a big snorer.
I was going to say, is he snoring? Is she suffering from secondhand snoring? Even though he's good looking, when he's sleeping, it's a pain and you have to like run for the hills.
Well,
that's what we do at Primal Air. We take care of problems like that.
So tell me, obviously, that could not possibly be the only couple that's got troubles. I have trouble sometimes sleeping next to my wife. And it's really more about the two dogs because my dogs snore. Do you guys service dogs?
We do not. I'm so sorry.
Well,
I'll throw a ball for a dog, but that's about it.
Well, unfortunately, they both snore loudly, but I do have trouble sleeping at night sometimes. If my wife has gone to sleep before me, then I have trouble sleeping. And she tells me if I go to sleep first, sometimes she has trouble sleeping. Apparently, she claims I also snore, but...
It's a classic problem. There are people that change their garage in Wisconsin and they kick their cars out and they make a bedroom out of their garage. And that is one of the key things that we wanted to, one of the key problems we wanted to solve at Primal Air.
Now, Primal Air, you guys deal with sleeping and breathing irregularities. And I don't mean to misdefine or misconstrue, but that's primarily it, right, Shirley?
Yes, that's one of the key things that we do. Yep.
Now,
we get people to sleep with their mouth closed. What?
Mouth breathing's bad for sleeping next to someone? Is that the problem? Is it mouth breathing that causes snoring?
There are two different kinds of snoring, and mouth breathing is the primary one. Yep. You can snore through your nose, but most of the noise, most of the problems come when your mouth is open. And that's not an easy thing to solve. There's a lot of different things that we do, and there's a lot of things you can buy to try, but we've got a pretty good success record with that.
Now, Shirley, how do you determine the type of snoring? Do you do spousal interviews, or do you have them come in and do sleep therapy, sleep in front of a Zoom? How do you make determination about what they suffer from?
I sit on a bar stool in their bedroom. That's what I do. No. There's a bunch of different things. There are free sleep apps that we recommend people try out. The Oura Ring, for instance, that's another one, a classic sleep study at home or in a lab. There's a bunch of different things that we can use. Some of the sleep apps are really cool because they turn on and they record you snoring. They record the sound and then we can make determinations based on that. The other thing is if you snore with your mouth open, we can look in your throat. You know what that is, right? Way back there, and look at the uvula. And if it's big and fat and beefy, we know you're snoring with your mouth open.
I don't know, but I feel quite confident I have a chubby uvula.
Judging by the rest, Crudy, I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay, then. There's part of the discovery.
Part of the problem.
You know, occasionally Dominic and I travel together, so we have also, not in the same bed per se, but, you know, we have also been, you know, sleep partners in the same hotel rooms. I've known this guy since college. He also is a big snorer. Big fat
He's
mouth
big
breather.
Shirley Gutkowski, owner and primary practitioner, Primal Air OMT Breathing and Breathing Retraining. Shirley, thanks for coming back again. I have a tendency for me personally when I sleep, and you know, the weight is an issue. If I break a certain barrier, I have more of a tendency to snore, but also on which side I sleep on seemingly has an impact on that as well. Is that a thing, or am I just imagining that.
It is kind of a thing. Yeah. Everybody's a little bit different, so it's hard to say like for sure all of it. But yes, particularly sleeping on your back. There are little gadgets you can wear that'll buzz if you roll over onto your back. There's the classic sewing a tennis ball into your pajama shirt. I don't know if anybody's wearing pajama shirts these days, but there are things that we can do to get you to be on your side or not on your stomach. We don't want any stomach sleepers.
All right. So real quick, then I haven't really had this conversation before. So is side sleeping the best way to sleep, not in the back and not on your stomach? And why?
Okay, here's the thing. All the chiropractors want you to sleep on your back, and that's great if you can get your tongue out of your throat. If your tongue falls back into your throat, then you need to sleep on your side.
How would we know?
That's the quickest, dirtiest answer.
How do you know, Shirley? I mean, how do you determine these things? Is it just having someone observe you at night, or how do you know?
No, at Primal Air, we do a really thorough assessment of how your tongue functions. And we can tell just by how your tongue is. Sometimes we have you stop in at an orthodontist's office and have a CT scan of the head, and we can see where the tongue is living. So, you know, it's not just a low-tech kind of a thing. We call it yoga for the face, which is, you know, a real quick and easy way to say what we do over here, but we're pretty scientific about the approaches that we take and the diagnostics that we use.
Now, I've been accused of being silver-tongued. Can that be a problem?
No, never. Never.
Shirley Gutkowski. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going
to
say, we just care about your breathing. You can say what you want.
Shirley Gutkowski, owner and primary practitioner, one of our fine sponsors, their company, Primal Air OMT, Breathing and Retraining. And I know our audience demographics. I know we got some snorers. We got lots of snorers, probably thousands of them listening right now. Shirley, no time like the present to start taking action, because it will improve your life, it'll improve your sleep, and perhaps even your marriage. Shirley, how do people get started? They need to get started. So how do they do so?
The easiest thing, and kind of sniff around there and see if anything triggers
you. Shirley, can you repeat yourself?
We have a couple of assessment.
Can you repeat yourself just momentarily?
Sure. Sorry.
We had just a momentary tech glitch. I want people to hear you.
Okay. To start with, on our website, primalair.com, and look around there and see if anything resonates with you. I've got a couple of videos up there, and we have a couple of assessment tools that you can answer, you know, little questionnaires. And then give us a call or email us, and we'll get back to you about doing a thorough investigation or assessment. You can also talk to your dentist and see if they would be interested in knowing more about what we do at Primal Air, and then we could work together. But that's probably the fastest thing. We also have a pretty good Facebook page where we have different pieces of information on there. You can contact us through our Facebook page as well. Primal Air. It's just a Primal Air Facebook page.
Now, surely I suspect many people have gone for CPAP devices, which can be cleaning hazards. They can lead to infections, and they're often not effective for people. They more often collect dust in the closets, to my understanding, than actually serve patients' needs. Surely I've always assumed there was a high expense associated with that sort of, device. At least that's been my assumption. Do you guys work in tandem with insurance? Is, you know, cost always an issue for a lot of people? How does that work out when they deal with Primal Air?
Well, we don't do anything with the CPAP machine. The CPAP machine is, you know, that's a completely separate thing. We can help you with the mask and make sure that your face works with the mask. We can do that. But with our treatment plans, we can work with your insurance company to get the best benefits that you are entitled to. And we also have third-party billing with Lending Club so that you can stretch out the payments if necessary. You can stretch it out for even 18 months, I think Philip told me.
Without getting too far in the minutia of payment, is it better to approach payment avenues before care is sought?
Before what?
Before care is sought.
Oh, before care.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. Yeah. So we'll do an assessment. We take a lot of pictures, and then we'll send that to your insurance company or to your physician, who has a much better chance of getting coverage for you.
Shirley, do you have any tricks going to sleep at night? Do you try to help train people mentally? Because I think sometimes it's the mental clutter that gets in people's way. And then perhaps if they're, you know, burdened, at least intellectually, I feel like I sleep worse. Maybe it's just me.
Yes.
Maybe I'm perceiving that and that's not true. But is there sort of coaching of the mental aspect of sleep?
Yeah, just a little bit. We do that with our breathing retraining. So slowing down your breathing, making sure the breathing gets all the way down to the lower third of your lungs is really critical. And if you can get your breathing to slow way down to maybe 10 breaths a minute or so, and really make sure that you're getting the air down to that bottom third of your lungs, you're going to be able to sleep a lot better. And that's going to turn your brain off. I don't want to miss that part of the spinning thoughts idea. Slowing down your breathing slows down your thinking.
Well, surely
clears your thinking.
To breathe at 10 respirations per minute, you'd almost have to be in shape or something to do something like that. That sounds like an additional requirement on a guy like me.
Shirley, you had meant.
You don't have to answer that one, Shirley.
You had mentioned the dentist. How do you work with dentists, and what role do they play in assessing and evaluating, you know, sleep apnea or sleep troubles or snoring?
Well, let me tell you, I'm working on an article right now called 10,000 Mistakes. Because when I was a clinical dental hygienist, I looked at least 10,000 throats and never saw an airway. It's all about how the words you use and how you express what it is that you're looking at. Dentists today are more apt to be looking in the airway. And when they recognize a problem there, then that would be a referral to me. A referral back is if your arch, if your the palate, the roof of your mouth is super high and super narrow, that is squeezing your sinuses, and then you can't get good air exchange. So we, especially in children, this is really important to expand that arch so that it lays a little bit lower and flatter. So that would be a braces kind of a situation so that they could breathe easier and better. And that's how we work together with many of the local dentists.
Shirley Gutkowski, owner and primary practitioner, Primal Air OMT and Breathing Retraining. Again, you said the best way to get started is start at the website.
Yep, start at the website or the Facebook page, the Primal Air Facebook page, and then come in for an assessment and let's see what there is to see.
And best hours to reach you, Shirley?
We're here most days between 10 and 5.
Excellent. Shirley Gutkowski, Primal Air, our fine sponsor. Thank you so much. And if you're listening right now and you got a noisy, snoring spouse, or a friend that does a radio show and occasionally shares a hotel room, consider calling Primal Air or reaching out through their Facebook or website. Thank you so much, Shirley. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Shirley.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Got one last segment for your phone calls, your Friday grievances. Air them right now. Dial 844-967-2789.